get a lot of flack from your teammates for winning the draw and cheer on last week?
Yeah, I got a little bit yesterday during video. Honestly, I learned it from watching NHL players, and it's a great play just because if you're going like a short side out or inside D, you can just wheel, but I was not expecting to win it as clean as I did, and good thing Sheehan was paying attention, so that was kind of on me, but he made an unbelievable save to start it off.
Kind of saved yourself, too.
Yeah, I was at the right place at the right time.
How often do you study NHL players? And even a couple weeks ago when the Wilds were practicing at Ritter, I saw you kind of duck in there and watch them at the practice.
Yeah, whenever the Wild's here, I try to make it a priority to come watch them practice just because that's where you get to learn the little things that they do when they're not playing the game, because when you're playing the game, you just see, you know, systems and whatnot. But you got to study NHLers and people who are better than you, because that's how you learn new things, and that's how you improve as a player. So I think it's definitely a big thing for me to watch people who are better than me.
What's the bigger play, scoring a goal or pulling a puck off the goal line?
I guess it depends on the situation. If we're down, then scoring the goal. But there is was lucky enough to make that happen. Shohan and I, it was both of us, so you can't just say it was me there. But just like I said, right place at the right time, and we got lucky. And the guys were on the ice with me, at Lingo and Bischoff and Kloos. We did a tremendous job getting the puck out, and Kloos had a great stick at the end there. It was a big win for us.
Kloos is up to 6 game winners now. How confident is the team when he's out there in the big moments?
Yeah, no, we have a lot of confidence in our captain. That's how it should be. He's been one of our top scorers since he's been here for a reason. He's a great player, great leader. We have confidence throughout the whole lineup in him.
Is there something about his game or his personality that has contributed to the fact that he scores so many very important goals?
Well, one thing that's really good about him when he's in the defensive zone, he cares about defense first. And then when it's in the offensive zone, then you transition your mind to scoring. And so he doesn't play just an offensive game. He plays all three parts of the rink, the defensive zone, neutral zone, and offensive zone. And he has a great shot, great hockey sense. So when he has the puck on the stick, there's a good chance it's going in.
What is special about playing Yost?
I love it just because there's a big rivalry there between us. They always have a great student turnout, and it's a historic building, and every time we go there, it's packed, and I love how loud it gets there too. So it's a big series for us, and we need to make a step here.
What factor does speed play in the overall production of the team?
Yeah, speed's everything for us. When we go north of the puck, we create a lot of our opportunities. When we go east and west, we're slowing down ourselves and slowing down the game, and that's when we turn over the puck. So one of our big things that we do, and one of our priorities during the game is just to take it north and put everything below the goal line, try to get the puck on net.
Don said you're probably the most improved player on this year's team. What is it other than hard work that's helped you improve so much?
My line mates, for sure. Anyone who I'm playing with always helps me. Sometimes I'm just in the right spots at the right time, but I got to have line mates giving me the puck for me to have success. And when I'm giving them the puck, they're putting in the net and giving me their assist. So definitely not an individual game here. It's been a great team, and everyone's helping each other. And my coaching staff's helped me, all the trainers, Cal Dietz in the weight room. So it's a combination of everyone around me that's helped me have the success that I've had this year.
You got to put the work in, though, right? I mean, some of it's individual, isn't it?
Yeah. Throughout the summer and before practice and stuff at the beginning of the year, you definitely put in the work. And that's just little things that I always say that hard work pays off. And that's one thing that my dad has always taught me. You're going to be in the slump sometimes, but the harder you work, it's going to pay off eventually.
If you're one of the top face-off guys in the conference for the last couple of years, are there some tricks you've learned from some of these NHL guys that you've observed that have helped you?
Yeah, well, I started with Grant, and obviously he's helped me throughout the whole year, and he's been doing a great job with face-offs and watching us on video and helping us. But then I also got some tips from Darby Hendrickson just when I'm watching them practice, and I watched them do face-offs at the end of practice. I know someone like Halla and Koivu and those guys are just unbelievable when it comes to face-offs. So I want to ask them kind of like some of the tips, and they showed me some things. So I brought it back here and just try to incorporate it in our systems and show Grant some stuff too, because everyone has their own ideas, and you got to change up. You can't just do one thing, because then the guy that's going against you will know what you're doing. So Grant and Darby has helped me a lot with my face-offs and definitely my wingers, because if I lose a draw and they get it back, then I win the face-off. So it's a combination of those three things.
You guys have a class of seniors who've developed a ton over the years. Is that something you're trying to instill in the younger players?
Yeah, definitely. You just got to pass the torch down. And the guys, when I was here as a freshman and sophomore and junior, you know, you just keep passing it down. And we've been a very successful group since I've been here, and we've had great leaders in front of us, and now we're the leaders of the group, so now it's our job to pass the torch down and show them the right ways. When we lead, or when we leave, they can lead and carry the team. So Clues, Bish, and Connor, they're doing a tremendous job this year as leaders, and they're helping us a lot.
Can you go back to last September as you prepare for your senior year? What did you put in your mind about what you wanted to accomplish and what kind of player you wanted to be?
Well, one thing is just you always want to improve from the year before. You always have some individual goals with your stats and stuff as a forward. But one of my things is just to always improve from the year before. And that comes with hard work, you know, in the summertime and going to different camps and stuff with, like, P.J. Atherton and doing the Beauty League at Braemar and Barry Carnes. Just all those different things just incorporate to you having some success in the year. And you just got to keep that up and you know, you can never let go and just think you're comfortable, because then someone's going to pass you by.
Did you put in your mind that you could be a senior leader on this team?
Yeah, I've always had that in my mind. I'm confident in myself. I'm confident with my ability to do what I can do and what I've done this year. There's still another level that I have, and hopefully I get there by the end of this year and when we make the right push for the playoffs.
Thanks, Benny. Thanks.